And let's begin again. Sorry about that. Let's start again. Mechiras Chametz. He's not looking anyways. It's okay. He'll pop up after something's interesting. I want to know where we said it. So Mechiras Chametz, chapter 8. He doesn't even know that we said that. Chapter 8, Sif Hey, page 81. There. You with us? Gevaldik. Misha Tzarech Eze Meitzer. Just don't watch the beginning of the show. You don't want to know what just happened. Misha Tzarech Eze Meitzer Chametz Yadachar Pesach. Someone who wants a particular type of Chametz Yadachar Pesach V'ilu B'nei La'fois L'gnoz Yadachar Pesach. And you don't have time to bake it or buy it. Kigoyin. And this person sells limkar gam chametz gomer lenachri. Medina yachalafayz aliknayz kaidim apesach limkar legay. You're allowed to buy it, bake it, and then sell it to a guy. V'loshayach b'zeh isser right to b'kiyum shal chametz. And really, the depth, I think, for many of us that don't know, there's such an isser right to b'kiyum. We're like, well, obviously, you sell chametz chomer. What's the shayla? The shayla is it's something called the rights at Viki Yumai, which means you're not allowed to want the existence of chametz over Pesach. So why over here? Want? This is the greatest want in the world. I bought it, I baked it, the whole gan tzach, and it's waiting for after Yontif. Says Rav Shmuel, it's fun note, hey, shkan ein loymar al kigoyin da, to Guru Alaski. We don't even say that it is, the wrong thing to do. And Lameisa, that's Allah. I saw Rudinsky dealt with a similar shayla someone sent in. Fascinating shaylas. It's one of those things that in Sugya, it's a good kasha. But Lameisa, we are makel. In Siv Ches over here, I flipped to page 83. Classical case, Erev Pesach. And it's, 20 minutes before the Zman. You're like, oh, shoot, I forgot to sell my chametz. So that's going to be pretty bad because they already sold it to the guy. But let's say better. They send out a message. Final time to sell chametz to the Rav is this year, right? So Pesach is Monday. Pesach is Monday night. Because chametz is Sunday night. So that means your dal it is Sunday night. That means your gimel is Shabbos. So it's going to be Friday they're going to sell to the guy. And then it'll be Sunday morning. So you know, right? Last, your dal it is Sunday. Yeah, here we go. Okay, your gimel is Sunday. Thank you. Your gimel is Sunday. This is what I wanted you to listen. Your gimel is Sunday. So you're going to go Sunday morning and they're going to sell it. So you can put out a message, final time to sell, on the drive over to the guy. The guy quickly, frantically calls, Rabbi, I forgot to sell my chametz. Well, what do you do now? Says, Rav Shmuel, Mashaisim kinyan sudr, marav shamaychas chametz, you make a kinyan sudr. Einoy ella lechazik o'inyin. Ulachayin, the mizam, jen yachal, lava yel rav, atzmolim, nosel sheikh, lasas a kinyan sudr. Yachal, no sheikh, bichsav, oi al yedei telephone. In the bottom, it's Sif Yod, Katan Yod, if you want a nice marmakayim, Rav Forsheimer, Bishim Ramayshav Einstein. He heard from Ramayshav Shiachal of Noishlicha, the telephone, Vinitvas, Bechayveres, Bekol, Taira. Absolutely fascinating. And the next Sif, he says, you even can send a kid to the Rav to sell your chametz, to tell him to be your shliach. And Sif Katan Yod Alf, Shmuel says, Shena Kata, I say, Klom, Elarak, Mridia, you're just telling the Rav to be your shliach. That's why it's okay. Now, I do not know if this also would be a heter to sell online. I don't know if it's the same thing. I did see and I am not equipped even to comment. That's how low of an equipment we have. That's how low as it is. Rabbi Rudinsky writes, he doesn't like selling online. He says he has shilohs with the kinyan. This might be different. It might be verbal communication or written communication might be different. I don't know. Lamaisa, many paiskim are makel to do it online. I heard a beautiful line. Someone said, why you shouldn't sell it with these public online mechiras? Because sometimes the only, we'll say it two ways. Sometimes the only time a constituent sits with their rav is an Erev Pesach. Why is that important? First of all, stam, for the rav to say to him, hey, can we sit down and schmooze? The guy's like, what did I do wrong? It's a little like being called into the principal's office. Whereas, if you have to sit down anyways, and you sell your chametz, and as you sell your chametz, you can chop a shmooze, and how's everything going? And that's number one. And it goes even deeper, is sometimes to ask the guy, does he need money for Yontif? It's like an awkward question. Like, hey, John, you need money for Yontif? Well, not John. Hey, Ruvain, you need money for Yontif? It's a little bit awkward. But in conversation, you could ask him, are you for Yontif? I'm struggling a little bit. Oh, okay, can we get, the local tzedakah can get you a few dollars, which are both beautiful reasons. A third reason, now we'll flip the pages, that's for the person. Third reason is for the Rav. Lamai says, we're going to see in one moment, in Sef Yod, there's a minog, chumrah, to give the Rav money when he sells chametz. So, we'll see right over here that Rav Shmuel is going to tell us, Lamaisa, you don't need to. Let's just read a good Aleph. It's Mitzad Halacha, because then he becomes your worker. You don't have to. So la halacha one does not need to. However, it's one of, the three times a year that a classical person has an excuse, ki'ilu, to give the Rav a few dollars. You have Hanukkah, people find an excuse, and you have Purim, and you have Pesach. Sometimes it's a very nice thing. Someone gets to show their cars at Taib and he gives the Rav an extra few dollars. So those are three reasons that even though these online mechiras, again, I told you Rabbi Yudinsky said it's not so pashit. Lamaisa in a lot of the places they do it, but other reasons why maybe it's not so such a lechatzchila to do. Okay, they get involved. What happens if you forgot to sell your chametz? You're not getting involved in those World War $1 million shilas. We'll continue over here. And a classical case of time zones. Time zones. What do you do if you're going to be in a different time zone? So when you're going to California and you're selling with the Rav in America, California is which way? Back. Oh, so now you have a big problem. So pre-yontif, no big deal. You sell mechiras, you gimel, and you're fine. What about when the Rav buys it back? So 2 years, what? Well, you're owning chametz. So 2 years ago, literally on the last day of yontif, so a guy comes over to me frantic. He's like, I own grocery stores in England. England is after us. He said, what? Ahead in English. After us is weird. Yeah. Ahead. Thank you. So when Yom Tov ends by us at 8 o'clock and the Rav buys out the chametz at 9 o'clock, it's still Pesach there until 1 o'clock. England. America.
It was already sold. Pesach ended.
Oh, so that's fine. Okay, no, that way it was good. No, so then he didn't have an issue. Okay, maybe I don't remember the case. No, I think. Good, okay. Good. I don't know what his case was. Either way, point of story was, I said, this is. Regardless, I'm going to chew on this and others, but. I told him, there's this big beard here. His name is Rudinsky. Go to him, and don't worry, he'll tell you you're okay. But Lameisa says Rav Shmuel, and let's see how this works. Mishadar Baritz Yisrael Magil L'chol B'Pesach. All the Bachrim and Yungalai coming home. Yachlem G'cham Shabesa Baritz Yisrael L'nachri Shabachol. You're able to sell in America. Now, this is one of those things. This is the, everyone wants to know before they leave Baritz Yisrael. They say, B'Shem Rav Yashiv, that you should sell it in Eretz Yisrael. I have not seen it in print. Lamaisa, Rav Shmuel says, it says of Daniel Usher, Vedanta of name by Rabbi, do like Kivin Shabadar Chalal in Merchel Akum Rak Mat Chametz. You sell the guy a little bit of Chametz. Emeno Akum Emakum Chametz, Shim Yurta Chametz, Yitzarach Latra Chayrbi Litlo Avinu Kedai Loi, Emkein Yishlach Shin the Mechir Tuba. He said, I understand. If the guy's answering more money to go fly to get your Chametz than the whole Mechira, how in the world could you call that a good Mechira? Ramesha does not say anything. And that's how he ends. Again, I've heard that they say the Rav Yashiv was makbid. I do not know why. As over here, we see clearly that we're not chayshish for these svaras. Now we continue in Sivchav. So you should be machmir both ways. So after all the time zone differences settled over here, everyone of course knows what's going on, aside from myself, but I'll worry about that later. So the problem is you get messed up one way. But let's show one more time. Europe is which way to us here? Oh, good. Perfect. Perfect. I've Balabas who's going to Antwerp. So he wanted to know, what in the world do I do? Because you're gonna buy back the chametz 9 o'clock at night and I'm still Pesach.
No, you're gonna sell the chametz. If you're in America, you're gonna sell the chametz. He's on the west, it's already
past
Mile
Tilo. Do whatever, Motzi Yantif.
They're gonna sell it back to you.
California. Good. Okay, so we'll change the story. He went to California for Yontif, and he was enjoying the nice warm weather. And that's what happened. So we're buying it back, and it's still Yontif for him for another 3 hours. So wants to know, what do I do? Says Rav Shmuel, "Banal shezach lichavin shaloi liknas chametz b'motzei yontif arachar gemara pesach b'chol sagi b'mashem achavin ba'atzmoi ve'ein tzarich lahagid davar zel harav." If you have kavana, I'm not getting it back until I finish yontif. That's enough. Isn't that mayurdik? He says in Arach Chavav. He says in Arach Chavav. Well, yeah. Says the mashad adav leimer befirus l'rav. Ramosha Feinstein is mashad. It's better to tell the rav. He asked why that's necessary. You can't be kind of something against your das. And that was the reason why in that case with the guy, and I don't know if he was in England, I don't know if he was in America, I don't know where he was. I was in America at the time. But that's the reason. If you don't have das to be kind of, you are fine. I think his was actually more complicated because, yeah, I don't know why I'm still doing this. Because his store in England opened. Yeah, it makes sense. Store opened, Matzah Yontif. And they're selling chametz, and for him it's still Yontif. So that's the other way. That's the other way. So I said to him, L'chair, you have another partner, right? If you're in this on your own, then yeah, you might have a problem, but it's nothing to do with it. That's stam, the same issue you have on child, you know, you can't have things. So the answer is, I believe he did. And that is, but anyways, that's the answer. So grad and our star is, we have a checkbox, you're in a different time zone. But Lamais, as long as you have das, you are fine. Those are some fascinating halachas of, oh wait, one more over here. Stam, Chav Zayin is probably the most asked shayla. Definitely high up on Yontif. This is the Chol HaMoed Shaila. What's the Shaila? No, not if there's a sale and can I go buy the shoes because I happen to only be there for a Chol HaMoed and you went there for the sale. No, not that Shaila. But the Shaila is that I left something at home. Can I go home and get it? But I sold it to the guy. Or the cabinet with the big X on it, I realized, oh shoot, I have in there also my whatever. Malcolm Shanimkar, like, guy, Mutterly Yisrael, Likanis, Lashamba, Pesach, Lashisar, Likach. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? If I sell you, if I buy your car, you come in like, oh, Rabbi, I'm just going to take the car. No, it's mine. I bought it from you. What are you doing? Zakter Shmuel, Zakter, it's a Mishnah Berurah, I believe. We'll get to the bottom of it. I'm not sure. He's not makbid. He doesn't care if you go into that room. He's buying the chametz. Interesting. In footnote Lamed Gimel over here, he says, Dante the Mayor Rabbi, he says, classical kasha. It's a joke. My rabbi said the age of the kimish shemash nechzal that he's talking like achum mishum she yodeya. No. So first of all, two different cases. Stam. No, you're not. You have to sell part of the makom also because the chametz is the only way. The real way that we get out of all the kinyanim issues is that the guy is soicher, is renting part of your house, and all that is kind of agav that. But if you could go in, then what do you rent it? So Shmuel answered that the reason why you're going in is because you know the guy is not makbid. So it's not a joke at all. Continues of Dinalash, I told the story. So Shmuel makes it sound like, do you want? He says, what do you mean? Rishon Zalman says, only Tzarkadol. Da'am yikanis l'sham avi kemachitza, avi yamachitza, shasak v'chuch etzluya. Mayiv Rabbi Shlita Eishev, shalom atzinu inyin machitza, elo b'chomit shal akum, b'beisli shal Yisrael. Wow, that's a little mechudash. Aval kan shem, he's arguing Rishon Zalman. Aval kan shem achar achidr, avi achidr kebeisli shal akum, v'loim atzinu shenetz l'ikos b'chuch etzluya b'pesach, so I'll just wonder aloud. I will wonder aloud. What does it mean you could enter in? I'll wonder aloud. Lemaisa, I've seen many poskim write like Rosh Hashanah. In a time of need, you're allowed to go into the room, to the area, etc. Rosh Shmuel is paskining that it's mutter. What do you need? It doesn't sound like any. The whole kasha from Rosh Hashanah was sarakadol. And what are Shmuel answer? No, not Sarah Kadol. It's the guy's house, and the guy is not makbid. So now let's just ask the classical kasha. I want to sell my old house because I'm going away for Yontif. I know I'm going to come home one day to take a shower. Is that mutter? Chayr, if you're a Shmuel, the guy's not makbid. and v'chulu. And now, if someone wants to know what's the longest of the guy not being makvid, it's because he's buying your chametz. You're renting him the house, agav. But lamaisa, he's buying the chametz. Interesting. Two last little halachas in Chav Ches. He says, even though the Paiskim writes, you have to write all the types of chametz yishlai, and you shouldn't write stam, and imoicha kol ma shash chametz b'shar shama, ain't sar lifer kal. There's two types of shtaris. They do a klali shtar and a prati shtar. We usually just do the prati shtar. It's based on some of the Paiskim. Others do two shtaris. But it says you don't have to list them. If you didn't list it, in lo pi ratugi achametz animkar alistam va'imir shemokul loy kol yishish chash chametz ino ma'akib b'diavitz. So maisa works. Of course, the way to do it, I'll just end off with a public service announcement. I don't know anything about this, but apparently Rabbi Rudinsky was writing about this, is Airbnbs. Airbnbs, rentals, hotels. You rent a fancy hotel room, you come in, and there's food for you. So if it's a little mini bar that you have to buy, it's not yours, so you don't have a problem. But if it's an area, it's a fancy place, and they give you a complimentary, snack, and you come in and there's cookies and soda or a bottle of wine sitting on the table, you own that. That's a very shvar shaila, because you just bought that and you own it. And therefore, if one is going to a place where they provide some level of amenities, whether it's a room rental, whether it's a hotel, then you just have to be careful and you have to call them up and you have to tell them, thank you very much, but I do not want this and I am not renting, buying these items. Now, what if you say that and you show up and it's there, which probably will happen, because okay, the guy does this, okay, sure, no problem, we'll write down, you don't want the cookies. But the cleaning lady that puts down the cookies didn't really read the little Chinese note that they scribbled on the side and she put the cookies down. So the answer is, I think it comes out an interesting chiddush, and we'll end with this. The answer is, you don't own them, and therefore you're not over anything. Obviously, you have to get rid of them because you're not allowed to have it in your area, so you get rid of it. But let's say, we'll say a nice chiddush. Let's say the exact same story happened on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday, not a Pesach. You know that this place gives food. You call them up. You know, kosher. They tell them, I don't want the food. Please don't give me the food. You show up and it's there. You're allowed to eat it. Tell me you don't want it. L'chayr will come out that you're allowed to eat it. L'chayr, because they gave it to you. They gave it to you. Now, you weren't kind it because you didn't make the Kenyan. All right, we just said you can't force someone to make a Kenyan. They weren't mizak it to you. But, yeah, so it's true. But good, because then you have to go and get the breakfast. It's not in your room. There is, you get rights to eat the breakfast. It's not yours before you take it, you know.
If you take a flight, the
right, exactly, on the flight that they're giving you. But here is, you rented it, and it's part of your thing. It's sitting in your room. Well, I wonder aloud, maybe someone could say some sort of alumnus, but give all the...